catbells. Ascent from Hor's End. 1,250 feet of ascent. 1.5 miles. Please ensure the following before embarking on this walk. That you have the right map, the appropriate Wainwright book, either Wainwright the Podcasts or second edition of Book 6, The Northwestern Fells. That you've checked the weather, that you're wearing suitable clothing and footwear, that you're fit enough for the walk, and that somebody knows where you're going, your intended route, and how long you expect to be gone. For more about safety on the fells, please go to www.mountain.rescue.org.uk. Instruction 1. Start of the walk. Start this walk just beyond the cattle grid, opposite a 3-pronged road sign, pointing left to Grange and right to Skelgill. Climb the stone stairs up the hill, passing a National Trust stone cairn. You will see a wooden handrail with a sign on it which reads, Catbell's Ridge. Pause me now, but play me again when you reach it. Catbells is one of the great favourites, a family fell where grandmothers and infants can climb the heights together. A place beloved. Its popularity is well deserved. Its shapely topknot attracts the eye, offering a steep but obviously simple scramble to the small summit. Its slopes are smooth, sunny and sleek. Its position overlooking Derwent Water is superb. There is beauty everywhere, and nothing but beauty. Instruction 2. From the sign to Catbell's Ridge. From the handrail, continue onwards and upwards. If the weather is clear, there should be a good view of Skiddaw in front of you. Carry on along the stony path as it curves away to your right, following it upwards, until you reach a large rocky area with plenty of space to sit down and a good view of Derwent Water. Press play again when you get there. Catbells is not quite so innocuous as is usually thought, and grandmothers and infants should have a care as they romp around. There are some natural hazards in the form of a line of crags that starts at the summit and slants down to newlands and steep outcrops elsewhere. More dangerous are the levels and open shafts that pierce the fell on both flanks. Instruction 3. From the Derwent Water viewpoint. Continue along the path as it starts to wind its way steeply uphill. You will pass a short wooden fence on your way. The path leads to a prominent outcrop of rock before becoming a scramble up through boulders. Take care when wet. In the centre of the rocks, there's a plaque dedicated to Thomas Arthur Leonard, founder of the Cooperative and Communal Holidays. When you've overcome the scramble, press play again. The ascent of Catbells from Keswick may conveniently, in the holiday season, be coupled with a sail on the lake, making the expedition rewarding out of all proportion to the small effort needed. Even the name has a magic challenge. Catbells might well be a corruption of Catbields, the shelter of the wild cat. The crags below the top on the west side have the name of Martbield, the shelter of the marten, which seems to lend support to the suggestion. Instruction 4. After the short scramble. Continue along the path as it cuts upwards through the turf towards a nearby crest where the path flattens. Just behind the crest, in the distance, is the towering summit of Catbells. When you reach the crest, press play for the next instruction. Words cannot adequately describe the rare charm of Cat Bells, nor its ravishing view. But no publicity is necessary. Its mere presence in the Derwent Water scene is enough. It has a bold, come-hither look that compels one's steps, and no suitor ever returns disappointed. It is only to be seen from Friar's Crag, and a spell is cast. No Keswick holiday is consummated without a visit to Cat Bells. Instruction 5. From the Crest. Here is the perfect place to catch your breath. For a short while, the path mercifully begins to level out onto a grassy plain, but then leads to the bottom of a large hill and the final ascent. Pause me now. You will need to concentrate on your feet, on the winding, slaty pathway up to the summit. Press play again when you reach the top. The summit, which has no cairn, is a small platform of naked rock, light brown in colour, and seamed and pitted with many tiny hollows and crevices that collect and hold rainwater, so that long after the skies have cleared, glittering diamonds adorn the crown. Almost all the native vegetation has been scored away by the footgear of countless visitors. So popular is this fine viewpoint that often it is difficult to find a vacant perch. In summer, this is not a place to seek quietness. Leave the top only by the ridge. Lower down there is a wealth of choice. Keep clear of the craggy Newlands face. Please take care and have a pleasant and safe descent. For more Wainwright podcasts, visit www.golakes.co.uk. For Wainwright books, it's www.francislincoln.com. For the Wainwright Society, visit www.wainwright.org. UK.